The Bush administration is proposing major changes in the way companies calculate pension benefits. The changes are intended to improve some company retirement plans whose financial soundness has eroded during the economic downturn. Critics say the proposals would subject pension plans to much more economic volatility and could lower payments to some workers. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
As the economy has slowed and asset values have dropped, corporate pension funds have shrunk dramatically. Indeed, if many companies had to pay off all their pension obligations right now, they wouldn't have enough money in their funds to do so. Christian Weller, an economist with the Economic Policy Institute, estimates total pension underfunding right now at about $320 billion.
In some industries, such as cars, steel, or airlines, we have seen the underfunding problem become very big very quickly.
This week, the Bush administration proposed a series of rule changes it says will make the process of estimating pension liabilities much more accurate. The changes are complex, but U.S. officials say they could help companies avoid underfunding in the future. At least one of the changes is being applauded by business groups. Right now, when companies estimate how much they'll owe in pensions down the road, they use a complex calculation that includes the interest rate on 30-year Treasury bonds. But business groups have long complained that because the 30-year rate is lower than other interest rates, using it overestimates their liabilities and forces them to put more money than necessary into the funds. Dorothy Coleman is director of tax policy at the National Association of Manufacturers.
Right now, for many of our members that are hit by this problem, they're putting more money than is necessary into the plan. And coming at a time when manufacturing is in a recession or coming out of a recession, it has a particularly dramatic effect on companies.
The new rules would allow companies to use corporate bond rates instead of the 30-year Treasury rate to calculate their obligations. And Coleman says that should save companies money, at least on paper. But some of the administration's long-term proposals are being greeted with less enthusiasm. Companies would eventually have to use much more detailed information about their workforce when they calculate their liabilities, taking into account their employees' age and proximity to retirement in ways they don't have to right now. Some critics warn that this will end up hurting companies with lots of older workers, which will be forced to put more money into their funds. They say it will also introduce a new volatility to the process of calculating liabilities. Jim Scott is retirement director at the American Benefits Council, which represents many employers who offer traditional defined benefit plans.
If you can't really project what your contributions are going to be, if you can't really protect yourself from the risk of widely fluctuating increases or decreases in contributions, you know, companies might not be willing to sponsor defined benefit pension plans. They might go with 401k plans instead.
Some critics say the changes will have another effect. Mark Every, former benefits tax counsel for the Treasury Department, says because of changes in the way liabilities are calculated, workers who take their pensions in lump sums rather than monthly payments could receive less. But Every says some of the other changes will benefit workers. For instance, he says the administration wants to force funds to be more transparent about their financial condition.
What the administration is proposing is a helpful improvement in the amount of information that would have to be disclosed about particular plans and the timeliness of the information.
With the growth of 401ks, the number of people receiving defined benefit pensions has fallen sharply to about 21% of all U.S. workers. Still, the issue of underfunded pensions is one with serious implications for the whole country. U.S. officials say they worry that if too many plans fail, taxpayers would ultimately have to rescue them. And that's why it's crucial to address the problem now. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.